Hello, and welcome back to Curtsidio Radio, where each week we discuss notable stories from the Spanish-speaking world. Today we'll be interviewing Maria Leopoldina, the first Empress Consort of Brazil, born Maria Josefa Carolina in Vienna. As a Habsburg princess, she had an elite upbringing in Austria where she flourished in her education and her studies of natural science. At 18, she was arranged to be engaged to Dom Pedro I of Brazil, where she made history. We'll turn it over to Maria, who made a great effort to be here. We really appreciate it, Maria. Some might say you defied the loss of time to make it to our show. Now we'll let you tell your story. Some helpful vocab for this section would be compromiso, which means engagement, pasos veloces, which means fast footsteps, and a phrase which means going crazy, vuelta loca.
Gracias. Pienso que empezaré en el comienzo, en 1816.
Ay, Dios mío, cuando dices eso me hace sentir vieja.
Cuando mi primer compromiso falló, descubrí que me iba a casar con Don Pedro el primero de Brasil. Yo estaba en el jardín estudiando todas las plantas, cuando escuché pasos veloces viniendo hacia mí.
Una de mis señoras, ella me dijo,
¡buenas noticias! ¡Se casará con Don Pedro I de Brasil!
Yo estaba vuelta loca.
Maria was extremely excited at the news of her impending marriage. Maria has spent days preparing for her trip. She invited her closest scientist friends to aid in her studies of the nature in Brazil, and her finest dresses to impress her new husband. Some helpful vocab are la belleza, which means beauty, vanidad innecesaria, unnecessary vanity.
Yo pasé los siguientes días preparándome para mi viaje, principalmente invitando a todos mis amigos científicos quienes vendrían conmigo a estudiar la naturaleza brasileña. Mis hermanos me trataron de convencerme de traer mis vestidos más elegantes, pero yo siempre pensé que la belleza es una vanidad innecesaria. Había música y mis señoras y yo discutíamos eufóricamente mientras veíamos bailar fado a los bailarines. Una de ellas me preguntó,
¿cómo es? ¿Qué idiomas habla? ¡Tú hablas seis!
Y yo le dije, él es perfecto.
Maria was very excited to meet her new husband and study the nature of Brazil. Her trip, however, may have been stressful as it was a very long voyage from Austria to Brazil by boat. The waters were often rough and her voyage was 81 days long. Regardless, they made it to Brazil where she met her husband. Maria had many high hopes as to what he would be like. We'll let her tell you how well he lived up to these expectations. The important vocab for this section is odiaba, which means hated, húmedo, which means humid, lodoso, means muddy, mohoso, means moldy, y asqueroso, means disgusting.
Nosotros no nos conocimos por primera vez hasta el 5 de noviembre. Don Pedro se veía perfecto de lejos, pero él era muy diferente. Él era un completo ignorante. Ni siquiera nos podíamos comunicar bien con palabras, ya que él hablaba muy poco francés y su portugués podía ser descrito solo como vulgar. Cuando llegué y por un mes él vivió con su amante, una bailarina francesa llamada Nomi Thierry. Yo odiaba Brasil. Era muy húmedo, lodoso, mojoso, infestado con insectos y solo asqueroso en general.
On April 25th, 1821, the royal court returned to Portugal as it was now safe. However, Brazil was all that Dom Pedro knew, so they decided to stay as regents to the king. On August 22nd, Dom Pedro was forced to travel to Portugal for business of the court. It was while he was away that Maria was on her own acting as regent and made history that forever changed the course of nations.
No recuerdo todo muy claramente. Estaba afuera disfrutando mi siesta cuando José Bonifacio de Andrada y Silva se acercó a mí.
When José approached her, he explained to her the very complicated situation, which I will be telling you in English.
Your Highness, news has arrived that Brazil is demanding independence. If we do not grant it to them peacefully, they will rebel violently. If we flee, we will lose Brazil, and the Portuguese court demands that we stay. What will we do?
En ese momento, se sentía como si me hubiera quedado sin opciones. No podía esperar por el permiso de mi esposo. Una decisión debía ser tomada inmediatamente.
Maria needed to make a decision quickly. Un decreto is a decree.
Con la ayuda de Bonifacio, yo tomé la decisión de firmar el decreto que declara que Brasil ahora una nación separada de Portugal.
That was an amazing story, Maria. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning into Curtsidio Radio to hear the amazing story of Maria Leopoldina, who freed the nation of Brazil and is loved and revered by the Brazilian people. This courageous and independent woman went without the permission of her husband and ultimately made the best decision for the country, freeing many people from oppression.